Throna continues, darlings, on this Monday afternoon with another episode of Mary Marvelous on Monday Playbill. Mary Marvelous, a mother of two with superpowers, torn between being a mum and saving the world. In this episode, Mary finds her mother's antics sent her flying in more ways than one. Here is The Trouble with Tiki by Beverly Cooper, starring Catherine Disher as Mary Fobbs, original music by Donald Kwan.
The one to help us, the one to save us.
Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
She's just like us if she can stop a bus.
She can fly!
She can lift heavy objects!
She can dinner!
She can save the world!
But can she get a babysitter?
Sure she can!
So! Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
She's the one to help us, the one to save us.
Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
She's just like us and she can stop a bus.
Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
Left hand on blue.
This is the weirdest game I ever saw.
You see, Harriet, when Twister first came out, it was during a time when touching was rather taboo. This game gave the young people of our generation harmless entertainment, the so-called cut the ice at mixer parties. The parties for the young men and women to mingle and get to know one another.
Oh, Bob, mixers were horrible. Damp basements with wet bars, and everyone stood in the corner and tried to look cool. Spin again, Harriet!
Right foot red.
What
has Twister to do with my social studies project?
Well, your teacher asked you to do an anthropological study on an historic activity and compare it to its modern-day equivalent.
She meant, like, cavemen painting on rocks and stuff like that. Left foot green.
Charlie's
crawling under you.
I'm gonna fall!
Watch out for Charlie!
I am, but I...
Daddy, are you okay?
Oh, Bob, I'm so sorry. I was afraid I was gonna fall on Charlie.
You picked me up and you threw me.
Sometimes that just happens. Must be a female child protection thing. Charlie, sweetie, you scared me. No, you shouldn't come near Mummy when she's playing Twister. No.
I'll get it.
She flattened me.
Hello?
You'll never believe it. I just won a trip to Hawaii.
What?
Yeah, all expenses paid at a very she resort right on the ocean. Yeah, it has 5 pools. One with a bar that you can swim to with underwater viewing for the perverts. Spa services and complimentary pina coladas. And it's for 2. I can take a guest.
Oh, Mom, that would be great. I could really use a vacation.
I didn't ask you. What, did you hear me ask you? That was certainly not my intention.
Mother, you always do this. I am sure you set me up.
No, I've asked Gladys from my Mahjong group.
Gladys?
Yeah.
She's got pots of money. She could live in Hawaii if she wanted.
But how could you even think of leaving your husband and children? You're still breastfeeding darling little Charlie. And what about your role as superhero, huh? People depend on you now. They know you'll catch them when they take foolish risks.
All right.
Yeah, which brings me to the matter at hand. I won't be able to look after Charlie this week. We're leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yeah. Is that a bit rushed?
Why delay?
Well, what contest was this?
Oh, I don't know. It could be from the cereal box or the mall. Listen, I must enter 10 contests a week. It's about time I won something.
But don't you have to go get shots or something?
Mary, this is Hawaii. The jungle has been tamed.
But should you just run off?
Pleased for me for once, would you? Oh, you have to see the brochure, though. I'll drop it off before I go. The people look so free of cares and beautiful and gloriously happy, frolicking in the sand and the sun.
Yeah. I mean, do you think they're going to put melanoma victims on the brochure? You slather on your sunscreen, Mother.
You, my dear, are a party pooper. Pop some vitamin B's and relax.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mary Fobbs from Canfax Market Research Firm, and today we're doing a study on skin care products. I have a few questions I'd like to ask you.
If Bugger you don't mind.
Okay.
Having an off day, Mayor?
One of a series.
Canfax Market Research? Mm-hmm. Having a nice time? She's right here.
Oh.
It's for you, Mayor Gladys.
Oh. Hello, Gladys?
I hope you don't mind my calling you at work, Mary.
No,
I found your number in Wanda's address book with the fluffy kittens on the cover. Oh, sorry, I think I got a macadamia nut stuck in my tooth.
Gladys, are you calling me from Hawaii? Is everything okay?
Oh, I feel a little foolish now. It's not an emergency or anything like that. Well,
obviously, you were concerned enough to call me.
Have you ever heard of something called the Stockholm Syndrome?
Oh, my gosh. That's when women fall in love with their kidnappers.
No, that's not it.
What's not it?
Your mother's relationship with Lou.
Who's Lou?
Wanda's spending an awful lot of time with him, acting a little peculiarly.
In what way, peculiarly?
Oh, God, I shouldn't have had those macadamia nuts. I hope my bridge doesn't... Oh, somebody wants to use the phone, dear.
Oh, no, Gladys, don't hang up. Where is that brochure for the stupid resort? Okay. The Tiki Palace Luxury Resort on the island of Maui.
Tiki Resort.
Oh, yes. Hello. I want to get a hold of someone who is staying there. Her name is Wanda Little, and she's
there's
in the
no phones in the room.
Can I leave a message? Hello? Hello?
Ugh.
Is nothing ever simple?
And Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome. The queen.
Hello.
Aloha.
Mother, is everything all right?
Oh, Mary, you should see this place. Mm. It's fantastic. I feel 10 years younger.
When are you coming home?
Oh, I don't know. I may stay indefinitely.
Indefinitely?
I am having the time of my life.
Oh, what kind of resort is this tiki place?
Oh, it's a very special, very magical place. Now, Mary, listen closely. I want you to put $10,000 in my bank account.
What?
I'll pay you back.
I don't have that kind of money.
Well, and if I don't pay you back, then think of it as back pay for 8 years of babysitting those children of yours.
What do you need $10,000 for? Hello?
I'll be there in a minute.
What is going on, Mother?
Aloha, darling. And don't forget what I asked you to do.
Wait, don't I...
Through caverns measureless to man... Down to a sunless sea.
Bob, wake up, Bob.
What is it?
Mother just called from Hawaii, and something strange is going on down there.
Body surfing?
I need to go.
Hawaii, Kiki.
Yes, I'll leave first thing, so just for a couple of days. Now, it's the weekend, so you can look after the kids. There's breast milk in the freezer for Charlie.
No money.
And Roxanne's cousin's husband's sister's friend is a travel consultant who sells last-minute deals for about, $50 over the Internet. I'll go right now and see what I can...
Yeah, Dano.
Goodbye, dear sleeping family. I'm off to find out what your wacky grandmother is up to. Oh, I never saw Superman take luggage anywhere, let alone a backpack weighing about 60 pounds. Did he not pack a toothbrush, a change of underwear, a clever tourist disguise? To the skies I go! Oh, my Lord. There it is. Hello!
leftover time on the tiki motif.
Welcome to the Tiki Palace Luxury Resort.
Whoa, whoa, hey, what are you doing? What is that?
That is the traditional Hawaiian lei that is placed around your neck as a greeting and welcome. Aloha, fair visitor.
Ah, you're the resident greeter, are you?
I'm anything you want me to be. Are you one of our lucky grand holiday winners?
Sort of.
Well, then you are in for a treat. The Don Ho Entertainment Package includes luxury accommodation, deluxe luau feast with hula show, and complimentary strings of puka shells. Why don't I set you up with your orientation seminar right now?
You know, actually, I want to hook up with my mother. Could you check which room she's in?
Oh, I never give out any information about our guests. Many of them are escaping the trappings of their daily lives and don't want to be disturbed.
But surely since I'm her
here,
daughter...
Here, have a pina colada. We make them with fresh pineapple juice grown right here at the tiki.
Oh, well, I... That is a tasty pina colada. Now, my mother's name
Oh, look, here comes the conga line. The party never ends at the Tiki Palace.
Oh, my gosh, some of those congoers look like they're 80, swiveling their hips like teenagers.
You enjoy all that the Tiki has to offer. The facilities are open to you, gratis, on the house. Pamper yourself.
Really? That is very kind of you.
Welcome to paradise.
That feels good.
And the snaps.
Oh, my shoulders are really tense.
If you could work out those knots, I guess.
Hey, gang, how about a ping pong tourney? This is the most amazing place. I've never felt so free. I feel popular and sexy and the life of the party. Why, I don't even want to think about anything but what's on the menu for dinner and what bathing suit to wear. Oh, this is good for me. This is exactly what I need. I'm going to...
Mary Fox?
What? Gladys?
What are you doing here?
It's a round-robin ping-pong tourney.
Have you seen Wanda?
No, but now that I'm here, I think I was overreacting a little. You know, we get so caught up in our city perspectives, but hey, you gotta chill out once in a while, right? Hey, do you want to go and get a couple of those scrumptious pina coladas?
I don't drink pina coladas. Pineapple juice gives me hives. Mary, I hope I didn't worry you. Who's taking care of your poor children?
Bob. I'm sure...
Well, I must admit I'm relieved to see you. I've hardly spent any time with Wanda. She's always hanging out with that Lou, whispering and being all kissy-kissy.
What do you mean, kissy-kissy?
You know, talking nose-to-nose and giggling. I didn't even see her at breakfast. She just left me this note.
Gladys, see you at the luau tonight. Aloha, Wanda. P.S. Wait until you hear my news. What news?
Maybe it has something to do with the $10,000 she asked me for. She seemed rather desperate.
Did you give it to her?
No, most of my money's tied up in stocks and bonds and whatnot.
What about this kissy-kissy Lou character?
Oh, he's an attractive man. He led our orientation tour.
He works here?
Yes. He showed us the condos you can buy and helped us fill out our financial questionnaires.
Well, your financial questionnaires? Condos? Oh, my Lord. It's that kind of a resort. They lure you down and make the sales pitch.
Oh, goodness. You think that's why Lou is being so nice to Wanda?
I'd bet on it. What time is that luau?
5:00.
Well, we'll be sitting in the front row, Gladys.
Wasn't that a nice roast suckling pig? I never had it cooked that way.
And everything is decorated so nicely with the tiki motif and the torches. Oh, I could almost believe I'm one of the first white men to arrive, greeted by warm Polynesian hospitality.
Did you pack some smallpox in your suitcase and a little religious dogma?
Oh, that's right. I saw the movie with Max von Sydow and pretty Julie Andrews. What was it called?
Hawaii?
Yes.
I don't see Mother.
Oh, I'm sure she'll come soon. Oh, look, the floor show is about to begin. Oh, what nice figures those Polynesian girls have. That would be hula dancing, I suppose.
I have deep reservations about the political correctness of this show.
This is the part where the new hula princess is introduced.
What? How do you know that?
It says right here in the program of events.
Oh, maybe Mother is sitting at the back. I should... Oh, my Lord.
That must be the new hula princess.
Mother!
What? Wait, where are my glasses? Let me see.
Oh, my.
Oh, look at her move, those rusty old hips. Wanda.
What is she wearing?
That would be the traditional brass hula skirt and bikini top. Oh, there's Lou.
Where?
You see, over there, he's wearing the tribal king garb. Doesn't he cut a striking figure?
Oh, he's the stud muffin who did the meet and greet with the lay.
Here comes the limbo bar.
Oh, I never knew she was so flexible. Look at her wiggle.
And Lou, I haven't seen gyrations like that since Elvis Presley did those X-rated moves on Ed Sullivan.
They're acting like teenagers, writhing sexually. It's obscene. I can't stomach this. Mother, stop. Mother.
Mary? Is that you?
You bet it is.
What are you doing here?
I want you off that stage and out of that ridiculous outfit.
You can't talk to the hula princess like that.
Is there a problem, Wanda? Do you want me to have her flown out?
Yeah, there's an idea.
Wanda, I think you should speak to Mary. She's flown all the way from Capital City.
And boy, are her arms tired.
Mother, I will be waiting for you over by the statue of Don Ho.
How did I give birth to such a party pooper?
And carry on, everybody.
Oh,
Pina coladas on the house.
Well, I didn't think you'd come, being hula princess and all.
Don't know when I have been so humiliated.
I was about to say the same thing. Carrying on with that Lou fellow like you were Meg Ryan and Russell Crowe.
Oh, they're not together anymore.
Well, when they were, acting like fools for all the world to ogle.
Oh, I see. I'm not allowed to have fun. I'm supposed to be arranging my demise in the old folks' home, crocheting afghans. Is that
something a little more dignified?
You just don't like to see me as my real self, a free spirit. Well, get used to it. I'm crazy about Lou, and I'm staying in Hawaii.
Mother, he must be 30 years your junior.
What, you find that so hard to believe? Listen, young lady, there are a few advantages to being from a family with a long history of extraordinary powers, and being a fantastic sexual partner is one of them.
I don't want to hear this. You are coming home.
What, you going to make me?
If I have to.
Oh, I see. Strong-arm me with your superhuman powers, huh? Well, two can play that game. I'll tell the world you're Mary Marvelous. I'll write a book. My daughter, mousy housewife by day, mediocre superhero in her spare time.
Oh.
I will live out the rest of my days doing the talk show circuit, making your life a living hell.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, face the facts, Mary. Lou and I are going to shack up together, live out our years in a tiki condo.
A condo? Don't you see that this is all just a con game? Just sign on the dotted line, pony up the cash, and make payments of several hundred thousand dollars for the rest of your...
I have news for you, Miss Smarty Pants. I haven't spent a penny.
No?
No. Not that I didn't try to get the $10,000 down payment from my ungrateful wretch of a daughter.
Oh.
You okay, Juan? I brought you a couple of pina coladas.
Oh, Lou, aren't you sweet?
Now, which one of you is the daughter?
Oh, you are incorrigible.
I can't help it.
Lou, this is Mary.
It's a pleasure, Mary.
Yeah, likewise, I'm sure.
Oh, don't listen to her, Lou. She has a permanent pickle upper moo-moo. Drink the colada, Mary. Relax.
Now, Mary, I know you must have reservations about your mother and I. I'm sure that you're surprised by our sudden commitment, but this is not just a holiday romance. Your mother is a very unique woman. You know, sometimes a special someone comes along and you've got to grab the moment. Please be happy for us.
Well, you know, Lou, you seem sincere.
There you are. I got swept up in the conga line, and before you know it, I was over by the porpoise pool. Hello, Halu.
Hey,
Gladys, Mother has decided to stay here and live with Lou.
Oh, my. Aren't you going to stop them, Mary?
Well, if they want to live in a world of soft breezes, free of worries...
But, Mary, what about the condo con scheme?
Apparently, she hasn't spent a penny.
But that's how they hook them. They put drugs in the pina coladas and get them living in the condo with the handsome young men. And when they've lost their minds to love... Then they have to sign on the dotted line and pony up $10,000.
Oh, Gladys, I don't think that they...
I overheard some of the gals talking in the sauna.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, Lou seemed like such a nice young man.
But where'd they go?
I think they went that way. Mary, you've got to keep Wanda from that cad.
I will, Gladys. This is a job for Mary Marvelous. By using my super sense of smell, I am able to follow Mother's aromatic Lily of the Valley perfume past the row of tastefully planted palm trees towards the beach. And there they are, the sun setting beyond the sparkling waters of the Pacific Ocean, the waves gently crashing on the beach behind them, Lou slipping his arms around my mother's bony shoulders, whispering sweet nothings in her ear. God, what the hell is he saying to her? Well, nothing a little supersonic hearing can't eavesdrop on.
I know it's hard to think about starting a new life, my darling, but you must fall into my arms with trust. I'll be your family, Wanda. I'll be your everything.
You're so right, Lou. I don't think I've been living to my full potential. I've never played beach volleyball before you.
Oh, you are my divine goddess of love. Oh, my Canadian good luck charm.
That's a lot of sweet words, Lou. Is that what you say to all the girls?
Yes, this doesn't concern you, Mary.
As a matter of fact, it does, Mother. Because you know what? I care about what happens to you. Even though you drive me crazy, Mother. I love you. I love having you live around the corner from me. And Charlie and Harriet, what about them? You'd miss out on your grandchildren big time.
Oh, little Charlie Warren. Oh, and dear Harriet.
Did you forget about them?
For a moment, I think I did.
Now, Wanda, she's just playing emotional blackmail.
Get your paws off her, you young lug.
Ow. Oh, that's some grip. What are you, weight train or something?
It's my gene pool, Lou. My fabulously wacky gene pool that gives me this gift. Now, tell Mother about your condo con scheme.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stop bullying him, Mary.
Yeah. How'd you get so strong? You're unnatural.
Please, Mother, for me, use your own powers. The powers that were suppressed when you were little, they're still there.
Oh, those powers.
There you go, Lou.
Oh.
Read his mind. And if you honestly like what you hear, I'll give you my blessing. I promise.
Oh, it's been so long.
These broads are weird. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with the Wanda babe. It's just sexual. Won't last. But I can't help myself. I'm a goner. A love slave.
Oh, my.
Did you read his mind, Mother?
I don't know if I want to tell you.
He's thinking about how he set you up for the big fall, isn't he? He drugs you with these pina coladas, makes you think he's madly in love with you, sets you up in a condo, and when you've completely lost your mind... Bam! Sign on the dotted line.
What are you talking about, Mary? Lou bought the condo.
He did?
Yeah, he doesn't care about money. He wants me here.
Hey, that's right. The Tiki Palace has no part in those condo frauds. We sell condos, but there are all sorts of laws that protect people from cons. You can check it out with the Better Business Bureau. And the only thing in those pina coladas is pineapple juice, 40-proof rum...
But Gladys said that you were...
Gladys said... You don't have to be a rat fink, Mary.
I'll admit it. I was jealous. Jealous of Wanda finding an Adonis like Lou. And jealous of Lou taking away my friend. This was supposed to be our holiday together. And now you want to give up everything, move down to Hawaii. No more mahjong? No more tapenade parties?
Oh, Lou, darling, I'm having second thoughts.
Oh, no, say it ain't so, Juan.
But look at the two of them. They're so desperate to have me go home.
But what about us? We're soulmates.
No, we're not, Lou. We're wildcats in heat. It's mostly sexual attraction. You just thought it yourself.
I did?
And that fades over time. Unless you keep the mystery. Tell you what, I'll join you every January for 3 months of Hawaiian hospitality.
Yeah? Well, I guess I could live with that.
Great.
Well, that's settled, and now we can all live happily ever after.
I have a bone to pick with you, Mary.
Huh?
Your behavior has been unconscionable.
What?
You come here this instant.
Mother, what
bend
are you...
over.
You can.
I sure can.
Ow! Ow! Mother, this is corporal punishment.
So sue me. You've been a naughty, naughty girl.
Ow! Ow! Oh, wait till I tell Bob.
Hello?
I'm in the living room.
Hi, sweetie.
You're home early. That's nice.
Everything is so clean. So organized. I thought that you'd be...
It'd be total chaos without you?
Well, yes.
My methods may be unconventional, Mary, but I get the job done.
Where are the kids?
Nestled in their beds, fast asleep.
Oh, Charlie, I'd better feed him. He must be desperate for his mummy's milk.
Well, he's been fine. Seemed to have weaned himself. Perfectly happy with cow's milk from a bottle.
Weaned?
Mm-hmm.
Happy?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't miss me at all?
Oh, I didn't say that, but we managed. That's good, isn't it?
Sure.
And how's your mother?
Back at home, safe and sound. It's a long story, Bob. I brought you a little souvenir.
Oh, a 40-proof rum. Mrs. Fobbs.
Bob, I am going to make you a pina colada that'll knock your socks off.
That was The Trouble with Tiki by Beverly Cooper. In the cast, Catherine Disher as Mary Fobbs, John Jarvis was her husband Bob, Dara Perlmutter was Harriet, Barbara Gordon was Mary's mother Wanda, Janet Vandegraaff was Roxanne, Nina Cloudon was Gladys, Lawrence Bain Lou, Hawaiian receptionist Diane Leckie. Original music composed by Donald Kwan, Hawaiian music played by Mike Scott, Julia Tate was the casting director, Dave Carley the script editor, associate producers were Sandra Jeffries and Colleen Woods. The recording engineer was Joe Mahoney, sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Mary Marvelous was produced and directed in Toronto by Linda Grierson. The executive producer was James Roy. And now you know everything. Stay tuned now for the CBC Radio 1 News. And when the roundup returns, a conversation with the American soprano Deborah Voigt. Widely recognized as the leading Wagnerian and Strauss soprano of her generation, she was just deemed too darn big around the hips by Covent Garden to sing her signature role, Ariadne auf Naxos.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.